Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV.
What's up, y'all? Jeffrey and Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live from an undisclosed location. As you can tell by me wearing my Jeep hat. When I wear my Jeep hat, that means I'm at an undisclosed location. And walking today, I had to force myself to do this, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, but I had to force myself to do this. I'm just in a kind of introspecting, spectivizationally kind of mood to where there's a lot going on. I'm excited. I'm focused in the fact that things are going on and being scheduled in my life to the point where if I'm flying out on Sunday with my work schedule and the things I gotta do, sometimes I gotta start planning doing stuff like on the Tuesday before. Cause I know with work, between work and getting my steps and all that I'm doing, I have to allot that free time. Cause I gotta get my sleep. Got to get my steps, got to do my job. And speaking of steps, I'm out here again, wondering why the hell do I do this every day? What is wrong with me? What could it be? What could it be? I'm out here every day, and sometimes I don't know why. And I don't know what for. And it's usually at the beginning of the walk. Because when I'm finishing up and getting back and all sweaty and feeling good, I don't question it that much. And I always got to stop and think about the opportunity cost, meaning where would I be, what would I be doing if I wasn't getting these steps in. With that 210.8 that I registered today, it'd be like 221, 222, if not worse. So it's hard to miss what you can't measure, but it's good to imagine and to realize what it could be. So get your ass out there and walk so you can eat them cookies and potato chips and a little bit of ice cream and root beer that you had last night while you was watching Midnight Mass with your mother. Because when you come out here, you walk in her place and the first thing you see is chocolate chip cookies and potato chips. And you go, here we go. My tooth been acting up. Went to the dentist, got in there, took off Monday, got in the dentist. He did some stuff, but there's still some stuff that needed to be done in that same area. Still having sensation and pain, cold water on that tooth. Not sure what tooth it is now, because those nerves started acting up back there. You don't know which tooth it is. But when fillings don't work, that means root canal. And you get to the point to where, please, root canal me all over. Get this pain and this sensitivity eliminated. Because I can't drink water and I can't eat food the way I want to. And that's unacceptable. As I was saying, I've been introspective lately. Things are really good. I mean like really, really, really good to the point to where before I've said that, you know, I go out, I do my thing, and I get that spiritual high, or that emotional high, whatever you wanna call it, a spiritual high, that emotional high, not drug-based high, but like human secretions of glands and dopamine and serotonin, like a natural, emotion-driven high, or situation driven high. Not so much chemical involved. That every time I get those, I was saying it feels like it's different in the first time every time. And I realized what's happening is that I'm going higher each time. I'm getting higher, bigger, broader, more encompassing, more energy, more free, more relaxed each time. So it is new. It is like I've never been there before. And a lot of times I have it, like at the Crab Fest. Oh hell, even at my daughter's baby shower, I was turned on. And it's clear to me that I'm turned on more than just about everybody around me. And it's even, I'm even noticing that where I probably need to regulate or restrict this energy as not to overwhelm the space around me, the space and people around me. So I gotta keep it in check, which basically goes against one of the core fundamentals of my philosophy, to have to restrict my emotional energy or my emotional responses or my participation in certain things. But I have to be aware. You gotta let other people have their fun too. You know, you just can't dominate and take over. Even if you're not doing it intentionally, you just gotta, I gotta check it. Cause I can turn it on. I'm good at it. I can turn it on. And I think it all started hanging out with Rick. When I first noticed it, me and Rick was going to football games. And I was in that environment where it was big. It was a big space, a lot of people. You could be loud, boisterous. And that's when I started noticing the effect that I had on the people around me and how far the range of that effect. And then now, shit. My side of the stage, and all that's going on, I'm turned up, I'm turned on, I'm feeling good. I'm doing okay at work. I mean, I'm doing good, probably. I know I can do better. I mean, let's face it. But doing better might not be practical. Like a job at the IRS that I had. One of the dudes told me, he was like, man, stop working so hard. You ain't getting promoted. You ain't getting hired. You ain't gonna be able to work in overtime. You know, he was like, slow down. You know, because I guess, you know, part of it was me doing my thing and outperforming all the government employees that was there. You know, by being Jeffrey and everybody asking for Jeffrey and getting this taken care of, handling business, knocking stuff out and just killing it. You know, that could be disruptive. Sometimes you can, you know, some people say maybe even LeBron James or somebody was such a superstar on the team that it took away from the team. Or you have to, he or he had to, or whatever, make sure that the players around them stayed involved and stayed engaged. And gotta do things to bring up their ability, because it takes a whole team to win a championship. Not just one player, they can stop one player. So I gotta remember that. But there are moments though when they start playing that music and I'm in the house and I'm unforgiving. It's my music, my time, and I go there. A lot of times I'll go off, you know, by myself or get out of people's way so I can have my moment. You know, over here, away from everybody, out of everybody's way, so I can just have my moment with the music. Or my moment with the situation. And sometimes I want to be in people's faces. Sometimes I want to be 1 foot away. Ooh, did y'all see that? I hope not. Sometimes I want to be 1, 2, 3 feet away from Greg Thomas, Mr. Clinton, Mike Hampton, and Blackbird and them doing their solos and stuff. I want to be right there and feel that. And I'm unapologetic in those situations, but I understand that, you know, there's other people around me. I'm being observed. And people want to enjoy it too. And also I want to show them how I do it. I'm not going to say I'm going to show them how to do it, because that's, I don't want to say politically incorrect statement. I want to say it's an inappropriate statement, interactive statement. It can even be inaccurate, because I'm not showing them how to do it, because there is no way to do it. They got to do it their own way. But I can show them how I do it. And if they appreciate it, they can do it too. But as I was saying, I just been introspective. I've been thinking about a lot of things. Good ideas have come up, and I just haven't been feeling like doing or saying anything to y'all. I've just been keeping it. I mean, I love these train things. God, I love these train tracks. I've always loved trains. HO train scale, had a Lionel. Father bought me a Lionel. I wanted an HO train set so bad. He got me that old 27 gauge Lionel. I made it work. And those trains actually were more expensive as far as antiques and memorabilia. Lionel trains retained and even gained value over the years. So I just been, you know, just been chilling, doing this, doing that. Thinking more and more about protecting what I got, whatever it is, because it's getting to be so good and real. I'm freaking flying to the other side of the country every 2 weeks. I'm on like every other week, for maybe the last month or so or whatever. I've been flying back to Ohio, or did I do New York? I think I did New York. That was earlier. That was before the every 2 week thing. I think the every 2 week thing's been Ohio and DC twice, or something like that. And then I got the game coming up this weekend. I mean, next weekend. This weekend I'm flying again. Then the weekend after that I'm flying again. Airfare's cheap. Car rentals ain't. Hotels ain't, but it kind of balances out. And like earlier this week or today, I might symbolically get tickets to see Dead Can Dance on May 30th. In Barcelona, Spain. As I already have tickets to see Parliament Funkadelic in London and Bristol, I got 3 tickets, 3 different events to see Parliament Funkadelic in London, England, United Kingdom, whatever. Like the 22nd, 25th, and 29th or something like that. 28th May. So what's going on? It's really going on. And it's good. And it's something that I've always wanted. Something that I've always said. It's something that I've always wanted. And it goes back to being the person that I want to be. Is there anything greater than being the person you want to be? Because if you become the person you want to be, that means you're doing all the things that you aspire to. And if you aspire, to rescue dogs or save whales or fight police brutality or stand up for any political rights, Jesus, religious rights, Allah, Muslim, whatever it is you want to do, you determine that. And I think that's what makes this whole idea of being the best person you can be beautiful. It gives it a strong foundation because it's unique to each individual. And it can only really be answered by each individual. And that factors everything else out. You just have the premise of being the person you want to be, being the highest attainable position or accomplishment that a human being can do. If you want to get a cure for cancer, that's your thing. You want to be a football player? That's your thing. You want to be the biggest dope dealer on the planet? That's your thing. I'm not judging. All I'm asking is, when you ask yourself, is there anything more important, bigger or better than becoming the person you want? Because that way, you achieve and contribute the things that you feel necessary, things that are important to you, which is going to be unique. It's going to be unique to you to a large point, I hope. It's going to be unique to you. So therefore, you determine what that is. You're responsible even. You are responsible for determining the person that you want to be. And that's a responsibility that I know that a lot of people can't handle. Don't want, can't handle it, just don't. It's too much. It does take some courage, take some balls, takes a little bit of money, financial stability, career, accomplishment. Well, this is me again. See, I'm just talking about me. I'm saying all this stuff. But no, I'm just talking about me. The only thing I can talk about, my hand. The only thing I can talk about is me. How I feel, the things I feel are important. It's accomplishment, capability, stability, my career, learning, education, experiencing, discovering, music, rhythm, football, blah, blah, blah. So I'm the only one that can answer that question. Am I the person that I want to be? First, I have to determine that and then execute it in life on all fours. When I'm walking, when I'm out there walking the street, that's what I want to do. I'm doing it. That's what I want to do. So I'm doing it. It's the only way you can look at it. I'm accomplishing it. It's in place. It has a solid foundation, meaning it's not so much on a humbug or, ooh, I had to grab that and make that happen. There are layers to my foundation that where if this get pulled out from under me, there's something there to catch. It's not a fluke. I'm not here on a fluke. It took years of dedication and work, focus, understanding, and drive. The drive to get there is important. it without even thinking, subconsciously, every waking moment. You're focused towards that goal of attaining this or attaining that, protecting this or protecting that. And I do like to share here, show people how I do it. Maybe somewhat braggadocious, and I think I'm getting one of them sinus headache things. I think I could feel it again, like a little pressure or irritation sensation right up here in my nasal area. And I can't tell if it's from sleeping on my neck funny, my bad tooth area, but I'm starting to get that familiar kind of gnawing at the back of my neck. So I asked my mother this morning, I said, hey, you got any sinus medicine? I knew she did. So she gonna get that for me, so I'm gonna eat and try to take that and see what happens instead of the ibuprofen, because I can tell it's coming. Started work early today, had a meeting at 11. So we'll see how that goes. If I get off at 7, go home, prepare for the next adventure. A lot of adventure preparing. But it's good. It really is good. Sometimes I just want to sit in it, sit alone in it, reflect on it, think about it. Understand that it's a journey and a process. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, so you, how you doing? You can't really go.
What was I saying? Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Whatever. It is what it is. It's sleeping in airports. It's booking hotels. It's standing in line before the doors open to ensure that you get that front row. Getting to the venue early. I'm always early anyway. Shit. Sometimes even when I try to be late, I'm still like the second or third person there. But I usually always get there. I always usually get there. There's always somebody there first. You know? Or if I'm there first, I don't get in line. I let somebody else get in line first. I don't want to be the first guy first. It was a while. I didn't want to stand in line at all. I thought I was that guy who didn't have to stand in line. Why I got to stand in line? You know, and I had that mentality. You know, my proximity to the band, things I was doing with and for them, but also wanted to maintain my autonomy. So it's a give and take. And then eventually, when my mothership pass got revoked, I was ready for it. I was like, okay, let's just do it then. That's the way it's gotta be. Because when it got revoked, I instantly recognized my freedoms expanding. Certain freedoms I knew that I was able to do now, express and say and be. You don't have to worry about representing this or being a part of that. I could just be me. And I was ready for that. I was ready. Or I got ready. And now, my side of the stage. So anyway, I just wanted to holler and talk. I would talk about my Steelers. I'll talk about them on another video. They're looking good. But no, they're looking like there's progress being made. I don't want to say good. They're looking good because I see progress. There's definite progress. And a lot of us wanted it to joint from, to jump from point A to point D the first game of the season, because we came out, we beat Buffalo. So everybody was like, oh! We beat Buffalo, so we got all happy. But we weren't ready. We weren't ready. So we're getting ready. Najee, in the offensive line, starting to play together. Running game, and Ben is throwing the ball downfield a little bit more. Down the middle, even Freiermuth. Oh my God, our rookie tight end. Woo, that boy. That boy got some hands. He made some wide receiver catches. That young big white boy ain't supposed to be doing that. He ain't supposed to be catching balls like that at all. I was like, wow, okay. Okay. And I saw him standing next to Gentry. The other tight end, Gentry, is huge. But it's good. My football team sitting Steelers side, 49-yard line, row two, hollering at Ben and Tomlin right there, looking in their faces, seeing them when they come off the field, the body reactions, the actions, who talks to who, where they sit on the bench, how the defense interacts with the offense, how Ben walks to the opposite end of the field, where the play is at, he stays away from people pretty much most of the time. All that, you know. Najee talking all the time. Najee Harris talking all the time. I was like, he talking again. Look at him talking to Ben. Now he's talking to Mike. Tomlin, excuse me. Now he's talking to Mr. Tomlin. But it's good. It's good. So we'll see. We shall see. I wonder if it's debit, cash? Or they take credit at AMPM now? Or do they mean like paper cash? I don't know if they took credit at AMPM. I thought it was always ATM card. I know they, remember they charged 35 cents for a transaction? And you didn't care because their gas was cheaper than everybody else's anyway? If y'all seen that, it's at $4.55. For the gas I gotta get. I get that top, the best gas, the highest number, octane, or whatever. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm tired of my mouth hurting. It was 9 o'clock, I should call the dentist. But I kinda don't want him to do nothing. I kinda don't want him to do nothing. Jumping on the airplane tomorrow. To be ailing, but I might call him. I'm gonna call him and see what he say. If I can get in there at 9 o'clock tomorrow, we can do something, figure something out. Might have to go to root canal work route, or I might just have to get through it because I already got an appointment for November 19th. So. We'll see how that goes. November 19th at 9 a.m. And that's definitely root canal action. So that's the direction we going there. Get it taken care of. Get that work handled, get that tooth fixed, get things done, and move forward. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm out here doing what I do, walking like I'm walking. running now, jogging. Look at me, jogging. I need to jog more. I think I need to jog more and do more energetic exercises, like playing basketball, quick moves, sudden moves, unscripted, you know, left, right, up, down, reactions. Walking may or may not emphasize only one part of my body, my legs and hips or whatever. But they say walking is good for you. So I can't complain. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all. This is gonna hurt. Ah, that wasn't so bad. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every atom or elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any universe that has ever existed, exists now or will exist. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. Take it all and multiply it by the kisses supposedly I've been missing.